This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump is acknowledging he downplayed the expected impact of the deadly coronavirus earlier in the year, but he said he did so in order to avoid creating a panic in the country. A new book by journalist Bob Woodward reveals President Trump said he had been warned in January that the virus had the potential to kill millions, yet the president still reassured Americans publicly that the virus was very well under control. As of today, around 190,000 people have died in the U.S. so far, and millions have been infected. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden responded, saying President Trump lied to the American people and failed to do his job. Britain and the European Union will hold emergency talks Thursday over Brexit divorce treaty fallout. The British government's planned law, released Wednesday, says it can act outside international law and undercut parts of the treaty. Now EU negotiators are trying to determine how to deal with London and whether they should use part of the Brexit withdrawal agreement to take legal action against Britain. The British government says its planned law clarifies ambiguities in the withdrawal agreement. It also says its main priority is the 1998 Northern Irish peace deal that ended decades of violence. It said the bill would be debated on Monday. India has another record spike of well over 95,000 new COVID-19 infections in the last 24 hours. This as the virus spreads beyond major cities. The more than 1,100 deaths reported in the last day pushed its death toll past 75,000. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The London extradition hearing for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was postponed Thursday. There is concern for one of the lawyers because they may have been exposed to COVID-19. Assange is fighting extradition to the U.S., where he is wanted for conspiring to hack government computers. He's also wanted for violating an espionage law over the release of confidential cables by WikiLeaks in 2010 and 2011. The National Institutes of Health director is telling Congress that AstraZeneca's suspension of its COVID-19 vaccine shows there will be no compromises on safety in developing the shots. AstraZeneca has put on hold its late-stage studies in the U.S. and other countries while it investigates if a British volunteer's potentially unexplained illness is related to vaccination or a coincidence. The NIH chief, Dr. Francis Collins, pledged that science will be behind decisions of if and when any COVID-19 vaccine is good enough for widespread use. AstraZeneca's shot is one of three vaccines in late-stage testing in the U.S. Researchers at the Chinese University of Hong Kong now say that stool tests may be more effective than respiratory tests in identifying COVID-19 infections in children and infants, since they carry higher viral levels in their stool than adults. Stool samples may carry the virus even after it is cleared from a patient's respiratory tract, and that could lead to better identification of asymptomatic cases, particularly in infants and others who have difficulty providing nasal or throat swabs. At least three people have died in a Northern California wildfire in the United States that has forced thousands from their homes. Butte County Sheriff Corey Hanea announced Wednesday that two people had been found dead in one location and another person elsewhere. He didn't provide details, but the California Highway Patrol officer tells the Bay Area News Group that one person was found in a car and apparently had been trying to escape the flames. The fire northeast of the city of San Francisco is threatening several communities and stoked by high winds. Unprecedented wildfires in the U.S. state of Oregon have all but destroyed five small towns, and a record number of deaths is feared, according to Governor Kate Brown. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.